everyone, it's Alex here, coming at you at the top of the episode real quick, just for a brief announcement. Unfortunately, due to technical issues, we lost the first 20 minutes of this episode. That was part of the reason of the delay for so long between the last episode and this episode. We're really sorry. It just, you know, life happens, and as anyone who plays D&D knows, the real big bad of D&D is scheduling. So we are working really hard to get more episodes done. We already have quite a few, but with this episode in particular, we just ran into quite a bit of scheduling, of technical issues, which unfortunately you miss the first 20 minutes of the episode. We cut it all out. We couldn't use it. But this episode does pick up in the middle of pitched combat between our ascenders and our champions. So I hope you will tune in for that. Nothing critical happened in those first 20 minutes. It was just continuing combat. And this picks up right at the end of one of the champions' turn, particularly targeting our boy Kraft. So that's where it picks up right away. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and enjoy the episode.
He's the closest one to me.
I believe so.
Is he in my aura?
He's
above me, correct, but...
What's the aura radius for your aura? It's 10 feet, right?
Aura of protection within 10 feet of you.
Okay, yeah. He said notably earlier he was 15 feet above the pile.
Okay.
So
then you don't get this aura.
But it's fine. This is just a cantrip, so...
It's still... 13, right? I guess I'll just take it.
Okay.
So 13.
You take 5 points of psychic damage, and you subtract a d4 from your next saving throw. It's mine sliver.
Yeah. One of those.
Mine something.
Yeah.
Mine fuckery.
Isn't mine spike like...
Mine spike is a level spell.
Yeah.
It's like one of those are fucked up.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's mine sliver. Okay.
No.
Just you have a d4 that you subtract from your saving throw.
That's worse.
Is that your go? Anything else? Movement?
I'm going to stay up there and... No, I don't have anything else. I'll just... stay safely far away from everyone else.
Lovely. My man Siegfried.
Question.
Answer.
Homeboy's right by me. Did he also get hit by that fireball?
He did.
Okay. Thank you. Second question.
Yeah.
Since he attacked recklessly, do I get advantage on all three of my attacks or just the first?
All three.
Okay then.
Wow.
Attack number one.
Are you fist fighting?
No, I have my axe.
He's
fist fighting.
I would cry if you put like the axe away and you're like, fine.
Finally.
Siegfried, no!
Siegfried, yes!
That is a 23.
Gods.
Exactly.
He's also a barbarian. Like, he's
do this like they did in the old days.
Yeah. that is 10 points of damage on the first attack.
Okay.
Nice.
Attack number two. That is going to be a 24.
Yeah, that hits.
That is another. Ooh, that is another
nice.
13 points
nice.
Of damage
Very
on the
nice.
Second.
Literally,
attack.
It was on the two, and
yep.
then it
went. Yeah, third attack. That is a 21.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. And
kill this man.
Oh. 6 points of damage.
I heard
the roll.
It was spinning and then it's like one. 6 points on that third one.
Okay, noted.
29 points of damage.
Yeah, 29 points.
Fuck yeah. I will say, roll me an insight check for me,
okay,
please.
That is a 17.
Nice. He looks like unfazed. He looked like, you get the impression that this is a
chonky boy,
chonky boy. Beefcake of a man.
Well, he doesn't have a weapon, and I do.
Yeah. So he like even like he like kind of like wipes the blood from the corner of his mouth a little and like laughs. Like he's.
Oh, he's also raging.
Yeah.
I forgot. He is also
raging. You should say half of that.
It's a real rager over there.
Wow. Please leave.
You know what, Ruben? You get inspiration for that.
Thank you, malevolent DM. What?
That was just stupid enough to make me laugh. So I'm gonna give you inspiration for that. I forget I can do that.
I also do that. I can do that too.
Connor,
yeah.
Keep doing that,
I'm
please.
Down.
Yeah, don't. That is not an encouragement.
I'll make you laugh.
I was gonna say this. That's not to turn this into the fucking chuckle hut. Like
it's his turn. He's like. Airline food. Am I right?
I take my turn to work on my tight five.
It's the Kobe situation all over again.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Someone just starts talking like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Please stop. Please stop.
She opened the floodgates and now it's gonna happen.
Zaris is gonna drop Wild Shape.
Sorry.
Who's she gonna fight?
I don't know. Something.
And she's just like, I need my shit, and like dives into the pile, which is, by the way, on fire. Like,
I was gonna say, she was like surrounding it, right?
She was an air elemental.
Yeah, but you said she was doing some kind of like.
Oh yeah, she was doing like a.
So does she like become herself midair and just like. Literally diving.
That's cool.
Like she foot or I'm sorry, she like baseball dove like.
Yeah. Straight into the fire.
You literally see Zaris transform back into herself and then go into a on fire pile of items.
That a girl.
She is gonna grab you don't see what she grabs actually.
I know.
But she does have her her daggers. Alright. And she is going to use the rest of her movement to get out and, like, quickly inspect herself for burns and take stock of everything going on to see where she's needed next. But she is unharmed. Next is Elias.
Hello.
Hello.
okay. Hello. So, from last... I have my belt. If I remember correctly,
mm-hmm.
I got the belt.
Yeah.
I got the strap. Okay.
Okay.
I don't have my main weapon, my polearm, my halberd.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna use a bonus action to identify. Let's see. I need my weapon.
Okay, absolutely.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, go ahead. Are you using your action or your bonus action for this?
Bonus action.
Okay. Roll me a d4, please.
D40. Okay. Oh, cock. One.
Okay. You do find your halberd, and nice. Then roll me just a straight luck check, please. So just a d20. Don't add anything.
17.
Okay. You find, strangely enough, next to your halberd, a pair of interlocked keys. Hmm. Like, they're skeleton keys, and they seem locked together. So, I will say you can pick them both up on this go. If you choose. You don't have to pick them up, but...
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. The shiny.
Okay. Who else is by me? Do I see... because I know I'm on the other side of the pile. There's a lot of action going on. Mm-hmm. But is anybody within my vicinity right now?
Let me double check the map. But you should be close to the Azamar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just shot her.
Which just... like she just got her shit wrecked.
Nice.
And not in a fun way.
Okay. Well,
it's about the implications.
You can't say no because it's about the implications.
Let me think.
You know.
Well, I'm gonna wreck her shit.
In the fun way.
Round two.
Yeah.
Damn it.
She immediately gets shot, and then I Albert in her face.
She's Wait. Gonna, yeah, and she has no reaction because she used it because yep. she held her action.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see really quickly. That's one action. Yeah, kind of seeing what's going on and like all the hostility. Elias is gonna take action.
Love it.
He's gonna make an attack roll against the Azamar.
Okay.
Attack number one with, let's see, with Great Weapon Master.
Okay. Great, because we retcon that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think this is gonna hit. So let me do a little bit of math. So
okay. This would be 17.
It's minus 5, so 12.
Unfortunately, that misses.
Okay. Attack number 2 with Great Weapon Master.
Okay.
Is that cocked?
No.
Okay. 16 on the dice.
Minus the 5.
Let's see. So plus my modifier, so that's going to be, what, 25 minus 20. 5, dirty 20.
Okay, yeah, that's
it. Okay, cool. So I'm going to roll for damage.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a 1. So so 6, and then plus what? It's 10. I think.
You yeah. add 10 to your.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, 10.
Okay.
So
it's a minus 5 penalty for a plus 10 to hit.
Yeah.
Plus okay. 10 damage.
Plus 10 damage.
No, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. My mistake. Mm-hmm. I misspoke.
So that is 16 points of damage.
Beautiful. She looks nice. Fucked up.
I'm gonna make smite.
Okay.
I'm gonna smite her. I'm gonna smite her with a level 1. Just because that's what
paladins do.
Why not?
Yeah. Let's see. And then, geez, I haven't played in so long. I feel like I haven't smited in so long.
We played last week.
I know, but I didn't smite anything.
That's true. You might say.
It's been a minute. Okay, so what? A level 1 is 2d8.
Yes.
Yes. Take an additional 9 points.
Nice.
Smite.
Holy damage.
Of radiant damage?
Radiant.
Roll me an insight check, please.
Yeah.
Insight. Insight. 10.
Looks like you hit her.
Okay.
Keep your mouth shut.
See, Randall was an Azamar. Things happen.
Beautiful. Top of the order. Our man Amon.
I'm looking for the book.
Okay. What are you using? Action, bonus action.
Book. Bonus action.
Roll me a d4, please.
2.
You find it.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers. Okay. How much of a mission would it be to have eyes on Siegfried and the people on the other side of this flaming pile of shit?
Well, you guys are on the same side of the pile, yeah?
Siegfried and I were.
Oh, no, you guys are on the same side.
Yeah.
So you have eye line to the forest, and you can see people running in. The only thing that I don't know if you guys, like, clocked necessarily during the description, it's only 15, 20 feet away. It's not very far.
No, but I meant
tree line.
To see the rest of the party. Like the other three of you, because I've been trying to use sneak attack for things, but you said I can't see them or they're not close enough to me.
Yes.
So I want to be able to at least have eyes on them and be able to see Siegfried.
Sure. So if you, I would say, like, take from, like, the top left corner of the pile and, uh-huh. like, kind of take a few steps back, you can kind of see everything. You have a better vantage point. The only thing is that you're not going to be, like, within, like, close enough to do sneak attack, but, like, yeah. you will at least have eyes on
that. That's going to be fine with me.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to stand there then and hold an attack action in case somebody wants to get close or attack me.
Mm-hmm. And as you go towards that corner, roll me a d20, please.
D20. That's a 3.
Okay. And as you kind of take a careful step back so you can get a better view of everyone, you hear a and as a pit opens up from under you.
What am I doing?
You need a dex saving throw, please.
Is he by me? Would I be able to reach down as a reaction?
No, because I specifically said he was far enough away.
Yeah.
Let's see if he fails.
It's 23.
Okay, yeah. You manage, like, you see this happen, and based on what you saw earlier, you very quickly, like, do some, like, crazy elf shit, and like, you're able to, like, basically hop out of, like, the cool area of effect before it can suck you in.
Sweet.
Nice.
All right.
That is your go, then, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if anybody tries to fuck with me, I'm gonna do so.
Okay, and then this will be quick because everyone else is in the forest. Grondar is going to take
whom?
Grondar.
Grondar. I mean, I'm assuming that's the one that's fighting Siegfried.
Actually, it's not. I scrolled too far down, so that's someone's name. You don't know who.
Grondar. Just gonna write it down.
She's lying.
Fuck. Damn it. Classic. Anyway, the half orc.
Grandar, not grandma. Sorry. My phone wasn't working with me.
The half orc is going to take a disengage action.
What?
And is going to book it to the. Like, he's like, I'm coming for you, little man, because he's taller than you. And he is gonna go to the pile and use his bonus action to find his axe.
Question. Well, he has to run past me, right?
Yes.
Does it provoke any kind of attack of opportunity in the sense that can I try to stop him?
So he took the disengage action.
So you wouldn't be able to.
So yeah. It took the disengage action. Okay, yeah. My bad. Pakistan.
Yeah, so unfortunately, like, he, like, is surprisingly nimble on his feet for, like, a bigger half-orc. He, like, kind of, you reach out to try to grab him to keep, like, grapple him and keep him close, and he just kind of, like, throws himself back, and he is still close enough for you to get to with your movement on your turn, but he does have, his, Hold on, let me just mark that off of the list.
Question.
Yes.
He disengaged him.
Yes.
Does he enter my field?
You guys are on the other side.
Yeah,
you guys are on the other side.
Yeah.
This is a big ass.
Yeah. It's a huge pile, and you're unfortunately, you came in from the other entrance. It's only me and Amon.
When
it's you.
When we are out of this section, I will show you what it looks like.
This is okay. The first time you've seen me since this has started. By the way.
Good point.
Okay, that is his go.
Nice.
Yes.
And then...
Crispy go.
Who else is out? We got...
It's a Spider-Man quote where it's like,
3 minutes! I got 3 minutes!
I got 3 more minutes!
That's okay. What I think, like, when he grabs the
air. We're familiar with such adage.
It's true. The dwarf is gonna go again and is going to get a little bit closer and just, like, swing it around, like, Captain America style, just go, foo, 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 and go for the Azamara's
yes.
Face. That's the best.
I'm just, if he happens to glance in my direction, I'm gonna just give him a thumbs up.
You're doing great.
Good You're doing job. Amazing, sweetie.
And now Amon is inspired to steal it, because now I've seen it.
Okay, that is going to hit.
Nice. If you want to just kill this Azamara.
Oh, fuck. Thank you.
Stopped it before we could see what number it
rolled. I appreciate that. Okay, that is a little... That is better than next time. That's 16 points of bludgeoning damage.
Nice.
And then, as a bonus action, he seems so much more refreshed.
Oh, fuck.
He just kind of, like, rolls his shoulders and his neck, and he's just like, I still got it.
Is he a retired sheriff?
too old for this shit. Yeah.
He didn't say I'm too old for this shit.
But still, dude, it had that energy.
Daddy's back.
And Kraft immediately is like, this is about to be my best friend.
And as he does that, he's just like, I think I got another one in me. And is going to make another attack.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
And that one unfortunately misses. Aww. So he swings once and then tries to get her back on the back half, and it's just like she leans back and again looks fucking mad. But that is the dwarf's go, which means
she's back,
bitch. It is the Azamar's turn. Into my life. She like kind of takes a step back and like refuses to break eye contact with this dwarf, and all of a sudden her eyes just turn into these pools of darkness.
Oh no.
And two skeletal like wings burst out from her back. In this moment, who is close to her? Because the dwarf for sure. Everyone else has kept their distance, right? Or no, because you fought her. You made
10 feet.
You're within 10 feet. Okay. Mm-hmm. I need you to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, good.
You charisma boy, let's go.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Like 12.
Okay, you are frightened of her.
Oh.
And so is the dwarf. So you guys, are immediately filled with this palpable fear as like almost like a radiant energy surrounds her, but it's like a dark radiant energy. And as she just stares with these like black holes for eyes into both of you.
Okay.
And that is her action. And we're back with...
The Bonk Show?
The Bonk Show. Well, actually, no, it's Kraft's go.
The Boom Show.
Yeah.
The Gun Show.
The Gun there Show, if you
is.
Will.
There it is.
Little guns.
Okay. Actual guns.
The actual gun show.
Yeah.
Not these.
We'll have a gun show. It'll be Kraft and Siegfried next
down.
To each other. I'm gonna start with my bonus action for flavor. Can we say that? Well, the orc is, or the yeah, the half orc is looking for his weapons. The Detorian just pops out of the pile and fires at him.
Sure.
It's in the pile.
Sure.
Okay. It's gonna do a ballista attack.
Mm-hmm.
That's set a T on the die plus 10.
And this is at yeah.
Orc guy in there. Yeah. He will take force damage, 3d8. I have another one here. There it is. That is going to be 11 points of force damage.
Okay.
And he gets pushed 5 feet away from the turret, whichever direction he was coming from.
Okay, I would say he would be pushed 5 feet closer towards our man, Siegfried.
So the assist there, push him back towards you.
Who?
The orc.
Oh, got it.
And then, I didn't like that old Braids down there, not Braids, Amy Lee down there hit me with a Mind Sliver, so I am going to hit her with a Mind Sliver.
Hey.
So you see, reaches back into his little holster, purple energy, throws it in, instead of a hammer, it's like a bolt for a rifle, and he just fires it at her.
Hell nice. Yeah, I love that shit.
Intelligence save.
Yes. Yes.
My save is decent.
17?
Yeah.
17? Mm-hmm.
Ah, unfortunately, she got 18 on the die.
Goddamn.
So sorry. For now. Is that your ghost or anything?
That's all like I can do. I use my action for that. Shot a guy. I'm just gonna kind of call out to this group. Yo, who needs more help? Because I'm not coming down. And I'll just wait for a response.
Zaris is just like looking around, just like, No.
No.
I'm good.
I'm petrified right now. But...
You're not petrified. You can still. You just can't like when you're frightened.
He's meant scared. But
yeah. No. But you can still speak. You're not, yeah. But if you want to add that for flavor,
I'm terrified.
That's what it meant. That's what I meant. My status is frightened.
Unfortunately.
You are correct, DM.
Unfortunately, frightened and petrified are both conditions in the game.
I just learned that.
Just making it clear for everybody who's going to
yell at
call
me.
Us out
just
in
so
the comments.
You know.
I know that you know that I know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Touche.
There it is.
Gesundheit.
Oh, God. Okay. Siegfried.
In response to Kraft's call out, Siegfried is just gonna yell to piss this guy off from shoot this tiny fella here. And question, when I rolled insight on him, did I have a sense of what type of barbarian he might be?
I don't remember what you rolled, so if you want to roll another one,
okay,
I will allow it.
I rolled an 18. Minus one, it was 17. I know that for a fact. Okay. But I can roll again if you want me to.
I will say that based on his fighting style and considering that he is the exact kind of barbarian you are, you are able to pick it up very quickly.
But is like his path?
Yes. You are both berserker.
Okay.
Barbarians, yes.
That's all I wanted to know. Attack of War!
Great.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, so
I'm fighting myself.
He did half the force damage.
Yeah. So, no, it's because I was like, well, if he's Bonk Boy, then he's probably stupid like I am. And I was going to try to do intimidating presence on him. But you know what? It's okay. I'll just hit him.
He's probably stupid like me.
Well, I mean, I got a minus one. I'm just
stupid is what stupid does.
Basically.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Oh! So close! 19 on the die. I'm sure that's going to hit him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's close to a 20?
Yeah.
That sounds like a hit.
I know. I was like...
Oh my god, again with these damn... Okay, you're fired. That's 6 points on the first hit.
Okay.
17, so 26 on the second. Let's do this. That's much better. 13 on the second hit.
That misses.
No, 13 damage.
Oh, okay. I was just like, are we still rolling?
6 on the first one, 13 on the second one.
Beautiful.
Yeah. This is the third attack.
Word.
Ooh, that is not good. 16.
That hits.
Okay. Ooh, nice. And 15 extra points right there.
God damn. Yeah. Good fucking lord. He seems like almost like incensed. Like he's mad, but also now he is holding on to his great axe. Like he wants to fuck you up. So that is your go. Is there anything else you would like to do, sir? Movement?
I'm so happy I go before you.
Spit at the ground.
Your insult has been noted.
Yes.
You bite your thumb at me, sir.
Good day, sir.
You bite your thumb at me? I bite my thumb at you, sir.
He killed Tibble.
Sorry, I'm loading a character sheet.
Yeah.
It's Zarius's character sheet, shall
Okay. I was scared.
You're gonna get the smash. A new fighter is joined.
Yeah.
That's a giant hand. Somebody. Nice. No, it's like
smacks crap out of the sky. He's like, oh shit.
Oh,
like,
no.
Avoid my trap holes. He grabs me and drops me.
No, it just takes you away. You're like, no.
Oh, the lads in the toy box somewhere.
Yeah. Just Metal Mario comes out of nowhere.
I was thinking more your old character comes back just like out from the sky.
Drops off Richard.
Richard, like,
I'm alive.
He just drops.
Comrades.
No, he drops dead Richard on Siegfried. He's like, ah, why?
That's worse. Emotional damage.
Yeah,
emotional.
You take like 4d8 of psychic damage. From
no. It's just his dead body.
Nice.
He's like, wait, I know what to do. So I play the harmonica. doesn't do anything. He's like, ah! Oh god, why?
I'm sorry I said anything.
Oh no, that was sad. I'm here, Carrie. Love you.
Alright.
Carries his body throughout the night.
The nat 20 was with his dice.
Alright. So Zaris out has her items. She's going to bonus action, get one more thing from the pile, and then she is going to use her movement to go over to Elias. And, like, running by. Like, she does not want to get involved in this fight. She does not have a dog in this fight. Literally, like, just, like...
sportsmanship?
Butt tap? lesser restorations, you. And you are no longer frightened.
Nice!
Okay, that's cool.
And she's...
I was going to do some cool RP. But that's cool, too.
Oh, I mean, she's running by if you want to, like...
No, you're good. You're good.
No, she goes by and she's just... like, you're better than this, and go.
Go get him, kid.
I can breathe.
I can fight. What am I at now? I was at 78. What do I gain with lesser restoration?
You're just not
frightened. Oh, I'm no longer scared.
Yeah. No longer frightened of...
I'm not scared of you.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of
those.
I'm not scared anymore.
It was between that, and then also I learned my brother's favorite band, They Might Be Giants, sings the Malcolm in the Middle theme song.
Wow.
So all weekend, I've just been going like, you're not the boss, we know. All week. And he's just...
Stop.
And it's been stuck in my head the whole time. And it's now back in my head. So me at me, way to go. Elias, it's your go. And you are no longer frightened.
Nice. Okay. Cool. So now that I'm no longer frightened...
Where did that voice come from?
That's craft secret. He's like super, he's actually a sorcerer and is just, or sorry, a warlock and is just like,
welcome to the game.
I could do something more efficient, but I think for the RP, I'm going to do something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do what your character would do. Always.
So Elias's echo, mm-hmm. like, notices that he was afraid, frightened, and just...
You don't have to be technical, I guess.
Pops out, mm-hmm. and just kind of in disgust. Mm-hmm. It's like, he just looks back at Elias and says, little petulant thing, let me handle this.
Just from the sky.
That is a bonus action to manifest the echo.
Nice.
The echo is going to use action surge. So, like Kaioken, and it's going to make three attacks against the Azamar.
Good fucking lord.
Fuck her up.
Nice. Let's go. What's happening? Man, I'm not rolling today.
Will you need four attacks with action surge?
How many do you normally have?
Two.
Then, yes, you get four attacks.
Oh, we get four attacks.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because it basically, you get to take another attack action, and if you get two attacks... So you get four, not three.
Well.
Okay.
I'm back on this side of the table.
Welcome to the... what is the joke? Welcome to the firm for rules lawyering.
Hi.
Thank you.
Does
a 13 hit?
A 13?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
All
right. Let me double check, but I'm fairly certain it does not. I've been staring at her fucking stat block all night.
I know, I was gonna say, please be squishy.
I mean, from what you've gathered so far, she can cast spells, so she's some kind of spellcaster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can also technically cast spells.
So she's at least a half caster.
True story, yeah.
It doesn't hit?
No, it doesn't hit.
Does it hit?
Yeah. What?
13. Does it
no,
hit?
It does not.
Okay, cool. Number two. Nat 20.
Boom. Yes!
Woo!
Cool.
Yes!
So as part of Great Weapon Master 2, I get something.
You get an extra attack.
Yeah. So I get it back.
Yeah, you get so this double the damage, you also get an extra attack that we will attack on at the end. So
should I just roll all my attacks right now?
Do that one first.
Yeah, do the damage.
Because that's gonna be a lot.
Okay, cool.
Plus 10.
Remind me, do I roll
double
two?
Double the dice.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
But that plus 10 stays 10.
Nice. So automatic 10. Okay.
Damage.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
And there's still three more attacks to go.
19 points of damage.
Nice.
Okay. And is that with the plus 10?
No, I didn't use it. That's another feature.
Oh, okay, you didn't use it. Okay,
you have to establish that before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And if not, if you just drop something to zero or you get a crit, you get that extra attack.
Okay.
It's one or the other.
Okay, it's not both words. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Also joining the firm, we have...
Objection.
We have James is an up-and-coming...
No, he gets 10 more attacks. All right, that's the rules.
Nice.
Welcome to
I like
firm.
That. Yeah. So 19...
I would like to make you partner.
Yeah.
19 points of damage on the first.
Okay.
Nice. There we go, baby. Daddy's back.
23.
Daddy's back.
Totally
okay.
Did you get the milk and cigarettes you went out for?
The milk and cigarettes.
Just this smoke, boy.
Daddy was
that's,
there.
That's another 10
okay,
change
so 19,
29.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Daddy isn't there. Wasn't there is a banger.
Does 14 hit?
It does.
What? Now we know.
Now we know.
Well, he knows. We don't know.
11 points of damage.
Okay.
And then this is the additional attack from the crit.
Mm-hmm.
14 hits.
Okay. I wish I had a piece of paper so I could write this down, but. That's a sticker. That is not a piece of paper, unfortunately. I'm going to write down on a note right now.
Oh, no.
The amount of hit points that this character had left. Has left.
Has?
We'll see.
Okay, you can level it.
See if... We're gonna make this fun. You're gonna roll in front of everyone.
Ooh,
what?
Roll this damage.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
well,
with a flat surface.
I think this is gonna be great, but depending on your response, I'm gonna smite, whether or not.
I would say I will wait until, like, you know what, do your thing. Because basically, I think you need to declare if you're gonna smite
before
you, like...
Before I make the attack?
Because we know you hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, in terms of, like, rolling damage...
Yeah, before damage.
I was gonna say, it's before you find out if the initial
damage
kills.
It's not like I'm just like, oh, that doesn't do it, and then...
Gotcha.
So at this point, you have done 40 points of damage.
Hell yeah, son.
Big numbers from the team today.
Seriously.
I'm gonna roll damage and smite together.
Beautiful. Someone hold that. Or put it on a flat surface, please.
Nice.
16.
So
16, 21, 26. Beautiful. I did not type it. Can you tell me how many hit points she had left?
Okay.
No.
You say that loud, so we know. 50.
So you did 40 already.
Mm-hmm.
And
plus
he just
26.
Did 26.
Oh,
yes! Let's go!
Nice.
Amy Lee's dead. Not in real life, but in this case.
You heard it here first. Dead,
so
dead.
Don't do that.
Fake news.
Fake news. So explain to everyone, paint me a word picture. How do you end this fucking
echo again?
Huge
this echo.
Fallen Azamar?
Well, this echo and just his radiant glory.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing just evil incarnate as he's making... this flurry of attacks, the halberd is glowing with a radiant light.
Okay.
And it's just making these huge swipes. And one slash takes off one of the wings.
Oof.
The other slash takes off the other wing. She falls. And then the third slash kind of guts her, like literally to Mortal Kombat fatality, guts her, guts start falling off, and she like looks up, and then he just... twirls it and goes whoom and just lops off her head.
Beautiful.
Elias the beheader. I don't know how many heads you cut off, but it's a lot.
And then
I like Elias the beheader.
And then the head is the dead head is gonna roll at the
kind of like at the sullen head of the real Elias.
Okay.
And just, I'm just gonna like see that, and my echo is just gonna
huzzah! If only you chose the light.
You know?
Zaris as a free action is like, your echo's kind of a dick, Elias.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I'm on from the corner. God damn!
Yeah! He's doing each other's little job.
She's in the crowd.
Did you see that?
Yeah! Okay.
Elias is gonna snap his fingers since it's like return. You know, it's.
Absolutely.
Comes back.
Yeah. Love that.
Like, okay. And you can see that he's like kind of visibly like, you know, frustrated by
that. You guys don't like it wants, like, there's like a moment of silence after this, and you realize there is raucous, uproarious, like cheering from the people in the seats watching this all transpire. And that is Elias go. And you have killed one of the champions.
Nice.
And now we are back at the top of the order with...
Hit me. Where... I can see where Zaris was going. What does it look like she's... Where does it look like she's going?
She's just making herself scarce. Like, she's more like... I think she's more feeling out what everyone else is doing before, like, if and or when we all want to go into the forest.
Okay. Let me roll an insight on this thick boy that Siegfried's fighting.
Beautiful. What are you looking for?
How hurt is he?
Okay.
17.
He's taking some hits, but nothing
but not
specific.
Like super.
No.
Okay. Well, I might as well go have fun with this. Give me a second.
Have fun with it.
Let me.
Make it your own. Have a grand old time.
That's what I do. I'm going to use a bonus action to just grab whatever I can get out of that pile.
Nice.
What do you want me to do?
Roll me a D100, please.
Wow. 97.
Unfortunately, the thing that was 97, Elias already picked up.
Okay. So I don't get anything?
Nope.
Cool. Alright, and then I'm gonna walk on over to where these boys are fighting, and I am going to pull up Patrick, touch, and cast Inflict Wounds.
You're just gonna touch
the barbarian?
The barbarian?
Yeah.
Alright.
Touch. Touch the butt.
It's a spell attack.
Yeah. That is a nat 20, baby!
Yo, what the fuck?
I just saw it as a...
Me too, I watched it roll.
20s have happened tonight.
At least
Space Jam.
Two, at least three. This is the
Let's
third one.
Let's go. So.
And then I rolled one, but it didn't really matter.
I believe that.
Everyone got one tonight.
I rolled
one. Woo! Nat 20 night.
Wow, everyone rolled
one. Everyone gets one.
Nat 20.
You get a nat 20. You get a nat 20.
I believe that is 6 d10s of necrotic damage.
Oh my.
Yeah.
You know how often I roll d10s?
Dude, we need to all 5
have that damage
tonight. Ooh, there's a lot of tens!
Ones. 30, 40, 40. 40 points of damage.
Beautiful.
Of necrotic damage.
That's so great.
And you can't have that.
Nope.
That's why I chose a spell.
That fucking hurt.
You can't teach that.
Also, that just for the people who are taking count of me using spell slots, that was a freebie that I get for Shadow Touched.
Yes.
So yeah. I didn't burn a spell slot for that.
And also, so at level, one is 3d10 and you doubled it to 6?
Well, no,
he critted.
I critted, so.
Oh, no, that's what I meant. Like, you critted, it's 6d10. Is that what you rolled?
Yes.
Okay.
Science.
Beautiful.
Points of necrotic damage.
Yeah, that fucking smarts.
That hurts.
That maths.
That maths. The math is mathing.
It is now his turn.
Yeah, I know.
And you're on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, ironically, you've hurt him more than anyone else so far. He's going to take 2 attacks on you, and he's going to take, or on Amon, he's going to take and then his extra attack for his bonus action. Because he's a berserker.
Yes.
Did he establish that, though? because he would have had to establish frenzy beforehand.
Yeah,
he can do it before his attacks.
No, it's at your...
She's saying it right now.
It would be after that
turn. It's at the start of its turn. You can gain advantage on all... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he gets two attacks already, and then the third one comes from being a berserker. Being reckless has nothing to do
with it. Oh, he's still doing reckless. Yeah, he's still attacking reckless.
Yeah.
I thought you meant frenzy. Never mind. Something different.
Go ahead.
Yeah, still advantage.
Cool.
That's fine. Keep
going. You did it too, motherfucker.
No, I'm frenzying. It's different.
Oh, you're frenzying. That's correct. That's right. Ah, right there. Okay. Two coming at you. Amon. What's your AC?
17.
That is just a 17.
It is?
Yeah.
Cool, I'm casting shield.
Okay. He's on, that's cool.
Second one.
Game recognized game.
Beautiful. What's your AC now?
22.
Okay. Yeah, that is a... I'm so sorry. I was not rolling with advantage for that first attack.
God damn it.
He's attacking recklessly.
That is a 22 exactly.
Well, I'm not even
it's
gonna,
like Zangief.
I'm not going to burn that again. I was only going to burn it if you rolled lower than 17.
Or like that was my mistake. I'm sorry.
It was between the window. Go ahead.
Goes and do it. Just gets hit.
Yeah.
Thinks about
it. I catch it. Yeah.
He's doing that hat motion to get slapped.
I'll do that.
Oof.
That should have been hit.
That's not an at 20, is it?
No. No, it's just 14 points for one hit of slashing damage.
Slashing.
Okay, that's one. Okay, two. Okay, that is also 22. I rolled the same number three times.
Smashing.
Ooh, you got so fucking lucky. That is 4 points of slashing damage on the second.
So that's 18 total.
And then this one's coming for you, Siegfried.
Mm-hmm.
That is a nat 20.
Yeah, we're buying lottery tickets. Yeah,
I can do it. That is a nat 20.
Oh, no.
By the guts.
And he has a brutal critical feature.
It's actually
I can roll two additional weapon damage dice, so it's 3d. It's okay. Hold on.
I don't like that.
Let me. I will say, for the sake of fairness, it'll be 4d12 then. Instead, I won't double the brutal critical feature dice. So instead of it being 6d12, it's gonna be 4. Because base. So.
He gets...
So. This particular creature has a feature called Brutal Critical.
Yeah.
So when he scores a critical hit with a melee weapon attack, he can roll two additional weapon damage dice. So that's already 2d12.
Right.
And because
one is double.
And then that's 4. But then also because he got a crit, I was debating whether or not it would be 4.
Four instead of eight? Yeah.
Well, no, because
it would only be 4, because you're doubling the...
Yeah.
The damage.
He's picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah, I got you.
We figured it out.
Okay, everybody try not to shake the table, because box is all moving.
My bad.
No, it's I noticed it when I did it. I just wasn't sure. It's on something.
You analog characters.
You damn thing. Simpleton.
Okay, that is 23 points of great axe slashing damage.
Okay, so that is we have rounding up, that's 12.
Cool. Looking okay?
He ain't the only one buff over here.
And he also attacked recklessly, so...
Yeah, let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
However, for his movement, he's going to take the opportunity attack, and he is beelining it for the forest. He's like, we'll settle later, and he's out of there. So you both get opportunity attacks.
Love that. With
Has
advantage.
He made it into the forest yet?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
He's going. He's like, I have bigger fish to fry. Oh, I don't need to be here.
It's an advantage, right?
Yes, sir. Oh, you rolled advantage, too.
Shit. Didn't even get into my freaking dice tower.
So excited.
It has to be in the tray. It has to be in the tray.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah, that hits.
16.
That hits.
Bless America. And I get sneak attack.
That's, yes, you do. 8 points from
me. By the gods. He's in the mad dice over here.
Oh, actually, I'm going to remove two because I have not lit this rapier up yet.
It's not litty.
It's not lit. So how many d6s?
66s okay. And a d8.
Who are you attacking?
The barbarian.
Oh, yeah, because he's trying to run.
10,
he's booking it.
He's trying to run.
He's trying to run, but
24... plus 5 is 29 points of damage.
Okay. He's hurt, but like he's still like he's just like, fuck this, I can take the hit. I don't want to be here. Yeah.
He's thick, dude.
He's a thick boy.
Thick in his prime.
That's his go, and then the dwarf is like looking around and like realizes you guys all kind of know each other and is just like, listen, I didn't come here to fight. I just want to get out of here like everyone else. We don't have to fight. And he is not going to make any combative measures for his round. He like literally like all, like he puts his hand through a little wrist strap on the hammer so it's dangling from his wrist and his hands are up. He's just like, I'm so not.
Parlay.
Parlay.
You don't know the meaning of the word. Sure.
All right.
And is anyone else going to try anything? Technically, if he is non-combative, then we are out of combat.
No, is the half-orc is still in range, right?
No, he took his whole movement, so he's 40 feet, so if you guys would like to...
I'm going to try to do something.
Let me take my turn.
Yes. So next,
and I will take my turn.
Yeah, and then it's cracked, and then Siegfried, if both of you would like to...
Oh, I will do that, but
make an attack to try to keep him...
Kraft is going to fly down to Siegfried. He's like, just trust me, bud. And he's gonna pull out another vial, clear liquid, slap it into his little gun, but then a needle pops out.
Ugh.
And I'm gonna jab that thing into you.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah, no consent. No, no.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not gonna let you do it. Don't say what it is. Do you let this person who you do not know.
I just say, trust me.
Trust. He says, trust me, and he goes to stab you with a needle.
Because Siegfried is already raging and seeing this man try to hightail it away from him, he's gonna let him do it.
Okay.
Kraft casts haste.
Yes.
On Siegfried.
Damn.
And then as my bonus action, I also get a shot off at the orc.
Okay.
It has my ballista has 120 feet of range.
Beautiful.
I don't
do it to it. Far.
And I get advantage since he attacked recklessly.
Yes, sir.
17 plus 10.
Yeah, that is.
Sure. Like math.
Haste is good.
Mm-hmm.
I get a next level, I can't wait.
I call dibs on next one! Mom, it's my turn to play with haste!
We have haste at home.
Haste at home.
The haste
energy
is just coffee.
Yeah. I hit him for 13 points of force damage. And I will just, after the needle, I'll just give you a pat in the back. Go get him, bud.
Get him.
So
he turns into fucking Adam Sandler in The Waterboard. He's like,
no,
no, I don't want it. Please don't hurt me.
Oh God, hike.
Yeah. So is it my turn now?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay. So
What am I
rolling? Siegfried's gonna beeline it to him and try to tackle him.
So your speed is already doubled.
Okay.
You have plus 2 to AC.
Sweet.
Advantage on Dex, you already have that.
Yeah.
You get additional action each turn.
Oh my god.
So, I will give you 2 chances to grapple him.
Okay.
And so, because grapple is an action and you get 2 technically, 2 actions? Or is it 2 attacks?
I get a 2 attacks action. For action.
An additional action? Okay, beautiful.
I get 2 actions right now.
Yes. Okay. So, each action count, a grapple attempt is an action. So, I will give you 2 chances
okay.
to grapple this half-orc who is like a full, like, how tall is Siegfried?
Six, like, 4 or 5?
He's still taller than you. He's that's, a big fucking
that's
guy.
That's fine.
But no, all right, go for it. Make a, so it's a contested strength save, I believe, for grapple checks. Let me double check.
Just horse collar him.
Yeah, right?
Grab his hair.
Siegfried cast ACL.
That is Achilles.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, that's not what I wanted. But yeah, let's just say it's an athletic, or it's a strength check. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say as part of it, I'm just going to automatically use Flash of Genius, saying that it was part of the injection. So add 4 to that.
Add 4, so just...
What?
You're just going to say that now just because?
Just give it. I just want to make sure he passes.
No, you didn't say so before you gave him the thing.
What? Flash of Genius?
The Flash of Genius.
A Flash of Genius is a reaction. I could do that whenever.
Okay. What am I rolling?
You are rolling a strength.
So it's just my modifier?
You make an athletics check.
Ooh, okay.
And then I will try to get out of it with a acrobatics check.
Does he have advantage for being already raging?
It's not an attack.
I was going to ask, is grappling an attack?
Oh, if it's for strength checks, yeah.
I have advantage on it too? Yes. Yeah. 4?
Plus 4.
Cool.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Sir?
I did it again. I'm sorry. I'm excited. So that is... 23 plus 27?
27.
Oh my god.
Nice.
But he's doing acrobatics, and if he's like me,
the juice is loose.
So,
the juice is loose.
He gets advantage on this because of reasons.
Oh. Okay.
He's also a barbarian, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Thick boy.
Yeah. So.
Let's go.
What does he have to save? 27?
27.
It's gonna be hard.
I hope so.
Nope.
Yeah!
He is grappled.
Yes!
He is grappled. However, now...
I can't do anything, right?
You can't do anything. Right. He's grappled. It is Zaris's go.
Give him the eel stabby stab.
Yeah!
Give him the squeeze!
Anaconda squeeze!
And she's just gonna come around the on fire pile of free items.
She's still going for the items.
No. She's going around it, but like no one else is going for the. There's some good shit in there.
First of all, ma'am, I tried and you denied me.
He already got it.
If everyone else is dead, then we can rummage through the burn.
It's on fire.
Magical items don't burn.
That's true.
You don't, unless it's magical fire.
Oh, that's true. What? We can math it later.
point is, she's just watching at this point. She's just like, all right, my job is done.
Just pointing at the pile.
Yeah. Elias, it's your go.
The dwarf is close to me, right?
Yes.
I'm going to look at the dwarf. My echo's still out, too.
Yeah, he's...
And the echo is kind of going to look with a little bit of bloodlust at the dwarf, say like, do we have a problem?
I just said we didn't. I am too old for this shit.
There it is.
Yes!
I hope you are a man of your word.
Not a man, I'm a dwarf.
Nice. Hope you are a small man of your word.
That's just insulting. You egotistical...
But Echo's not going to say anything. Elias is gonna take a bonus action and look into the pile. Can I?
Yes.
Roll me a D100, sir.
Okay, cool.
Do it.
Wild, he knows his Echo has his back. Oh, I'm staring at it. 27.
You get Siegfried's short sword.
Nice. I forgot about that thing.
Nice.
You just reach in and pull something.
Not take it. I don't even remember who I got it from.
Beautiful. Anything else, sir?
Can I take an action to, like, look for something specific?
I'm really looking for my moat.
Your moat of possibility? Mm-hmm. Okay, then you should have said so before. I'm sorry.
I know, I should have.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I forgot how the mechanic worked.
No, it's okay. It's my bad. I should have said so at the beginning of the episode.
It's okay.
Okay, yeah, I will we'll run that back and say instead you get your moat of possibility.
Woo-hoo.
No issue.
You find Siegfried's sword, put it back down.
Yeah.
You see it, and then you're like, ooh.
You, like, see it, and you you immediately clock it as something, like, you're like, that looks familiar, and you're like, that's not what I'm here for.
It's, like, right next to it.
He's, like, yelling, he's like, I got your sword, and Siegfried's like, what a fucking sword?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
You just throw it back.
Yeah, he's like, and then he hits him in the leg. Ah!
Yeah, this is so
good. It's in the bone. It's
in the bone. Delightful.
Can you remind me what the moat does again?
You get to for the next hour of game, you get to roll 2d20 rolls.
Like free inspiration.
So it's a free inspiration. It's 2 free inspiration, but you have to use them within the hour.
Shit, okay. I already forgot I had that.
Okay. Thank you. Can I RP really quickly with the dwarf?
Absolutely.
Now that I found my thing, I'm gonna call the echo back because he's just being a fucking problem right now.
He's just being
an asshole. Yeah, exactly. So Elias is gonna call back the echo, clock the dwarf, and just say, "What's your name, dwarf?
Are you gonna hurt me?"
Well, I pulled the thing that was going to hurt you.
It's not very nice, is he?
You could say that.
Looks a lot like you, just saying. I'm Grondar.
Grondar?
Hey. Grondar.
Grondar.
What's your name?
Sorry, I was trying to get that. My name is Elias. I am not sure why we are in these blood games, but all we're trying to do is make it out so we can kill Mason.
Good luck with that. And he's gonna put his hands down and, like, prepare to start walking away. He wants not.
Where are you going, Grondar?
Into the forest where I can try to, like, live through this. I have no interest in trying to fight Mason. Are you mad? He'll kill you.
I take interest in you leaving. I don't know you or your intentions. My troop is on the other side. I think you ought to stay here.
Listen, man. I saw what you did. Elias. You're literally looking down at this man. Elias, right? He's looking up at you. You took down a Shadowthorn by yourself. What makes you think I can only run 25 feet in any direction quickly?
Why are you here? You are a champion. You are bred to kill. That's why are you in these games.
Am I a champion? Yes. Was I bred to kill? Fuck no.
Your hammer would say otherwise.
I'm from the mines, my guy.
You're pretty nifty with that hammer.
Fuck yeah, I am. And I will hit you if you get in my way. I am going into the forest. I'm not part of your weird, wacky plans to try to kill the governor, who, by the way, orchestrates the whole game, as I'm sure you're well aware, which leaves all of us in a very interesting predicament of knowing he could kill us at any time. This is day one. You've never seen a vengeance trial. You don't know what happens here.
And you have.
Of course! I'm from here. I'm trying to get out just like everyone else. So yeah, I'm a stupid fucking champion. This is my only shot, and if I don't want to fight you because I'm pretty sure you'll kick my ass, but if I have to, I'll do what I can to get out of here.
So you're saying that we are allies until we are not?
I mean, it's a vengeance trial. That's how it goes. Every single thing in those woods is built and bred to turn you all against each other.
Tell me, how do you come out of these vengeance trials? What is the objective?
Be the last man standing. Zara's from the back. Or woman!
Or kobold.
or dwarf, be the last one standing. Simple as that.
Then what stops me from killing you where you stand?
That's why I'm trying to walk away, son. I don't trust you. I trust you about as far as I can throw you, and in case you haven't noticed, I'm 3 feet tall, so it wouldn't be very far.
You see what's going on?
You I'm in the air.
You're within this vicinity, right?
Am I? Yeah, I was just over Siegfried, so yeah. I'm a little bit off to the side.
Grandar, you fight well. And I hear, and I appreciate your guidance in this matter. But I need to know, you're either with us or you're against us. And based on your choice, based on that, my actions will be the recourse of your choice right now.
Whatever. You'll see. He'll stay.
All right. Forced into servitude.
Forced into
allyship. Adopted.
Grandar's going to beat all of our dads.
I'm gonna stick out a hand. A hand.
He was looking at it too as he stuck it out.
Well, I was gonna say an adjective to describe the hand, but just a hand to shake.
He again looking up at you is just like, okay, and just do the.
Predator.
Forehead
of
the Predator.
Nice. Son of a bitch. Grandar, you son of a bitch. I'm in.
Okay. Grandar. Can't believe you guys just adopted the fucking
dwarf with a Thor hammer?
Yeah.
God damn it. Now I can't rob him.
Come, Grandar. We'll meet the rest of the group.
Taurus is just like, this is only gonna go bad.
Siegfried clocking, seeing everybody just kind of
you're,
standing.
You're lore, sir!
I know, but like, does he see everybody standing around? Like, am I, like, seeing...
This is all happening, like, at once.
No, you do not.
Okay.
Amon, it's your turn.
He's just having casual conversations.
Yeah, it's all like, hello!
Alright,
that went way longer than I should have let it, but that's fine.
It was good.
Like, you're, like, literally having a headlock, just like,
I'm going to use a bonus action to light up the flame rapier, and then my action to search randomly and grab whatever I can out of this
pile
of shit. That is a straight up 3. Right?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Roll me a d4, please, sir.
D4. 3.
Okay.
3.
You get Elias's priest pack.
It's my blanket.
Incense is secured.
Like, as I lift it, can I smell the incense burning?
You can smell, like, for sure the incense. Yeah.
From where Zaris is and where the wrestling match is happening, how far apart are they?
Well, because you got an attack of opportunity on the wrestling match, I would say they probably got only about, like, let's say... Hold on.
Well, I don't want to know how far they are from me. I want to know how far apart Zaris and the wrestling match are.
I see. I would say they're probably 35 feet,
okay.
Probably.
I'm just going to walk over towards Zaris, because I'm not getting hit like that again. And I'm going to hand Elias his shit on my way by.
Oh, you'll pass Zaris before you get to Elias.
Oh, then I'll just meet up with Zaris and, like, chuck the priest pack at Elias.
She sidesteps out of the way.
He just goes right past her.
Like, literally, she does the anime, like, and it just goes right past. And she's just like, I'm not catching that shit. I don't know where it's been.
It's not yours. It's his.
Can you smell the holy?
She's like, I'm good.
Smells of lavender and vanilla.
I'm not only going to ask her, I'm like,
frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah, so what's our plan here?
Again, Zaris is just leaning back, watching Siegfried fight this guy. She's like, Honestly, I didn't think this far. I think we just watched them figure their shit out. I think they'll kiss? No, I'm kidding.
Kiss!
We get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'll be ready to cast the spell next time, but like, I'm not getting close again. Your boy's fucked up. I've only been hit 3 times, and I'm at way less than half my health. So I'm not getting involved. Unless it's from far away.
Rogue life, bro.
Is that your go?
That's my go. Ooh. Everything else can burn.
It is the half-orc's turn. He's going to use his action, which is a strength save, or a strength-based to try to get out of the grapple. So to maintain a grapple, it's contested strength checks.
Okay.
However, you are both raging.
Yeah.
It's just not a strength save. It's just a strength check. So, we're both making strength checks, not saves, checks.
Okay.
So yours is to maintain the grapple, mine is to get out of the grapple.
Okay, so it's just a d20 plus modifier?
Plus your strength modifier, yeah.
Do you still have that thingy, or is that for a one?
That was just one.
Oof, okay. I don't know how it works.
I can burn it again, but I only have one left, and I don't want to save
it. Ready?
Yeah, ready?
One, two,
three.
22.
Fuck.
Yeah!
No. What, you 22?
Yeah.
Rollies.
Oh, yes! Oh!
Wait, so do you just do straight d20 rollies?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Here we go, right in front of everybody. Right in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Love, touch dice at the same
time. touch dice. All right, go.
For ladies and gentlemen, that's a nat one.
Wah,
wah. Yeah!
Lucky 13!
Oh my god.
That was so intense. For the people listening, she rolled a nat one for him, and you couldn't have got lower than that. And of course, I rolled higher.
I would have cried
if it was another nat one.
I was kind of expecting it, too.
Oh man, that was great. So he is just like, he's just like, fucking let go of me!
And a kind of space.
And a kind of like, wee!
Grumma, who we have learned to.
So my turn is not happening because I'm still grabbing him?
No, this is still the rest of the champions.
Oh, got it.
So Grondar is up next.
Got it.
So he is just like, he's just chilling with you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, I mean, I guess we'll just wait and see where this takes us. I'm going to say, because that conversation went so long, that was your turn and his turn. So he's not going to do anything.
Sure.
And now we're back. It is Kraft's turn.
So Kraft, visually confused, seeing how Siegfried's the only one fighting and everyone else is kind of standing around, like, what do we do?
Well, I can't even see what's going on. I'm going to vouch for myself here. I have no idea what's happening on the other.
You heard, like, footsteps,
I'm just
and then faster footsteps, and a tackle.
I sent Siegfried on his way, so I'm assuming I saw the grapple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
you literally jabbed me with a needle and saw me booking.
I thought you were going to go attack him. I didn't know you were going to give him the barest of hugs. I guess.
Help him out.
Oh, okay. I'm going to just fly closer and action. I'm going to firebolt him while you're holding him. I guess that.
So firebolt, you would roll with advantage because he's grappled. However, I'll make you roll separate to see if, like, or if you miss, I'm gonna make you roll to see if you hit.
If I miss?
If you miss.
So, but advantage, you said?
Yes.
Ooh, oh boy.
That's a nat 20.
No!
No fucking way!
Let's go!
With the straw die.
Let's go!
So at level 11, which we're level 11, yes.
I mean, we gotta go to Vegas.
Point, I know, really. At this point, it's just 20s for all.
Let's go to the casino, everybody.
That's gonna be 6 d10s.
Oh my god.
Plus
Jesus Christ.
Plus a D. I get a d8 for a feature. Do I double that also?
What
feature?
It is called Arcane Firearm. As part of my focus, I can put some nonsense on it, and it becomes my special little weapon. And I get, as part of it, I get an extra d8 to roll to one of the damage spell rolls.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay, so I'll take the extra d8 though. but not the not the crit yield. So I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh my god.
That's a lot of fucking dice.
That's a d12, I apologize.
Sir, it sounded like a waterfall.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A rain, oh, rain machine.
Chasing waterfall.
10. 20. 30. Even 30 fire damage from the firebolt.
Jesus.
Wah. Wah.
Wah.
That is rough.
Guess what? My turret's gonna shoot him too.
Great.
Does the turret get advantage? It's a ranged attack.
Mm. I mean, technically, wasn't that a ranged attack?
Yeah, it's a ranged spell attack. They're technically the same roll.
Mm. What do you mean, same roll?
The turret uses my spell casting for ranged attacks. So it's essentially a spell ranged attack. Okay.
Wait. Rules as written, no.
That's fine, I'll still take the shot. That's a dirty 20.
Fuck yeah, that hits, dude.
I swear to God, I thought it was a 20 because I just saw the 0 and another number next to it. I forgot it has a symbol on that one.
Yeah, it was the straw die again. That's going to be 3d8. Oh, force damage. That is another 12 force damage.
Nice.
Damn. Kraft is single-handedly wrecking this guy, hitting him with all the things he doesn't affect him and his rage doesn't bypass.
Yeah. And I guess that's all I'll have the turret move out of the... It has 15 feet of movement. I'll have it move out of the fire pile as part of its action. But it can't do anything else.
Beautiful. Siegfried!
So I'm assuming that Siegfried is noticing that nothing is happening apart from the fireball that just hit this guy. So I would also assume because he's raging, his voice can kind of echo out.
Sure.
He's going to scream at the top of his lungs, "What are you idiots doing? Hit this big fuck!" And he's still just grappling him.
Love it.
Can he give
it
him...
It seemed like you got it from here.
Can he
are
give
you
him
fucking kidding me? Hit him!
Can he get an anaconda squeeze attack?
No.
She hugs him.
Harder.
You caress that.
Dig my face into the nape of his neck.
Real version of casting confusion.
Just screaming as you hear gunfire.
Yeah. I know I'm supposed to kill you, but maybe you want to go get a beer later? Or...
So this that is really comfortable.
So, that sounds so good.
Best nap
I've had the time of my life.
He's like a full dirty dead suit. As he gets shot, just to the air.
Just hold him up. Just pull down blood.
Okay, guys,
bloody
we're gonna
course.
Wrap this episode up soon. So okay. Rein it in. Rein it in.
So yeah, I don't know what my turn entails, but I'm still holding on to him.
Okay. That's your go. Zaris, hearing you be like, just hit him. Does not. She is gonna be like, fine. Jesus. She's gonna bonus action Flame Blade.
Yeah.
And swing at him.
Swing.
With that.
Is that a green flame?
It's a fire. The Beyblade.
It's a purple mace wind.
Oh my god.
Ooh, that's a nat one from Zaris.
Oh, no!
This is giving me 2 nat ones today.
Throw it away!
Fire it!
I'll keep rolling that for the NPCs.
I'm gonna bring out the lucky one. So she like she goes and she's like, fine, Jesus! And like somehow she trips on something imperceptible to everyone. Let me roll to see how bad this is. Okay, yeah, she just misses. But she like trips and like the blade, like because it's a spell, so it is conjured, like it just goes flying from her hand and vanishes, and she's just like, fuck!
I thought she was gonna hit Sigma.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
She was going to if she rolled low.
Yeah, that's what I was like waiting for you to say, and then she cut Sigma.
You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna roll it with the die that I rolled it with.
Just to see what would happen.
Okay, yeah, you're good. You're Gucci.
The die likes us.
Yeah.
It sure shit does. Elias, what are you doing?
Okay, I heard that.
I heard that.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Wait, no, you said his turn skipped because,
No, it's not that his turn didn't skip.
Grandar. Right, our new father.
Gotcha. How far away are they from me?
You'd have to go around the pile, so I'm going to say 45 feet away from you, going around the pile.
Mm-hmm. That's not good. So, what would lead me to make 60 feet of movement? I would have to take a movement plus an action to do that?
Yeah, you'd have to dash as your action and then take your movement for your turn.
Okay,
gotcha. To get all bonus if that's
what, if that's what you would like. Yeah. So you would have a bonus action at the end if that helps you at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. I'm just going to take... I'm going to take my movement, so I'm going to get to 15 feet,
mm-hmm.
and then now that I'm kind of in this vicinity, kind of seeing everybody, I'm going to, let's see, I know. I'm gonna bonus action manifest echo.
Yes, that's what I was thinking in this corner, but I didn't want to lead you to the. I didn't want to lead the horse to water.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bonus action manifest echo.
Okay.
I'm back.
Siegfried just in there, and he sees like he hears the echo, and he's like,
"I see you've needed my help, compadre.
Compadre?
I am here to assist."
Why are you saying compadre?
Of all
definitely, he took the Spanish one.
Of all the people to assist me, it had to be you.
Oh, yes, it did.
To something.
He's going to make an attack roll against the against said orc.
Okay.
She's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to acknowledge.
Oh, I thought you were
done. I was listening.
Oh,
she's like, and then.
Acknowledged everything.
And then.
Oh, not one.
Oh,
are you guys kidding me right now?
Okay, roll it again.
Look, we've had nat 20s and now we're just running together.
That's a 20.
Oh, wow.
The full range of human experiences.
Seriously.
Okay, so you miss.
I missed.
But nothing bad happens.
But nothing. Actually, something great happens.
You missed with style.
I guess I'm gonna attack again.
It's not flying. It's falling with style.
Oh wait, do I have he's grappled.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
Let's roll with advantage.
So yeah. I rolled with advantage. So that.
So the second one was that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So
the second one's a nat 20.
No.
No. I'll roll again.
No. You have to roll again.
Jeez. Tough crowd.
I know, I'm such a hard ass.
The whole ears are coming back the other way.
Yeah,
now.
I know. No, wait.
17.
That hits?
That hits?
Yes.
Cool. Let's go. 13 points of damage.
Okay.
Second attack.
I swear to God, if he kills him.
Echo? Yeah, we'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
Second
every
attack.
Time he
yeah,
pops
every
up.
Time he pops up, he's gonna bring it up. Remember that one time? We're like,
I'm gonna roll two d20s just to get it out of the way. Okay, 17 on the die.
Yep, hits.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That is 11 points of damage.
Nice.
Okie dokie. Still up?
Or down.
Yeah, he has quite a few hit points.
And he's raging, so all of that is going to be halved, except for the final.
Anything else, sir?
No, that's it. Echo's on him, though.
Welcome to the jump.
So, point of order, are you guys just straight up trying to kill this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, I don't think it's going to be good if he leaves because we've done a lot now.
Okay.
I mean, you put Siegfried in an arena to kill, and that was the rules with the weapon. He's going to do exactly that.
Hey, I'm not judging. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Amon.
Especially. Well, we didn't see him kill a champion yet.
No.
And
I saw it.
Yeah, in Siegfried's mind, he's just like, yeah, this guy's fighting me, so I must kill him now.
Sacred Flame on.
the boy.
You gotta make a dex saving throw at disadvantage.
Okay.
Somehow.
What am I trying to save?
17.
Somehow gets out
and
of the
way. And that's a dex save, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I haven't done Sacred Flame in a minute.
No, you have not. Sorry.
Sacred Flame.
Dex, yeah?
Yeah.
Just barely makes it, but...
Damn it! Well... That's all I got.
Every time he tries to use Sacred Flame, it just looks cool.
Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, tough.
Tough crowd. Okay, it is his turn.
It doesn't cost.
Here we go.
Oh, let's see. So before we get into rollies again.
Oh my god.
All right, let's do it to it. I'm rolling with my good die this time.
Oh, no.
Come on. Woo! That is a 23. 25. No!
Hey,
damn it!
So, wait, should both of those have been at advantage?
Oh, I'm at advantage. Wait, am I still at advantage?
No. These are ability checks, not saving throws.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right.
He breaks out of... the hold. He's just like, he shumbles out from under you. He's just like, what the fuck? And in that moment, in a beautiful 1-2 punch, a dimension door opens right behind him, and you just see a pair of red hands reach and yank him through.
Would I get an opportunity to attack on
him? I will let you get last... Yes.
Oh my god.
I will let you get this last one.
You're not going to...
Would my Echo get an opportunity attack?
Oh, I'll allow it.
Yeah. Come on, Nat 20!
You guys are going to have to pull off some truly heinous shit.
Wouldn't you get one too since you walked out?
Zaris? Yeah. She's on the ground. She hit.
Oh, yeah.
She tripped.
Just a little stab up.
Oh, that's not going to hit. Yeah, that is a 14.
This will probably hit. This is 24.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. His movement now is zero.
But
he's getting pulled. Yeah. Okay. He's with consent. He is being pulled through the dimension door. He is not moving.
With consent.
With consent.
As the way God intended.
Yeah.
7 points of slashy.
All right. That is that.
Can I get a real quick insight check to see how hurt this thing is?
Sure.
Oh, shit. That is too fast. That's only 6.
Oh, yeah. You have no fucking clue.
He looks real hurt.
All from far away. Damn.
Oof. Crap was reloading. He needs
what's this?
Bonus action, but
what?
Nat 20.
Oh!
I'm not kidding. I'm not fucking kidding.
Wait, but
bonus action, butt end.
It's
a
not
reaction.
Your turn.
Yeah, you
used your reaction.
But
sorry.
And you rolled a nat 20.
Oh, it's a reaction
no,
to attack of opportunity.
Yeah,
that would have been crazy.
Goes to Vegas with our D20s?
I know.
No, I got this.
Yeah. Just go to
roulette
table?
No, I got a roulette.
Just roll the die?
Sir, you need to leave.
Yeah.
So, on that note, you guys are officially out of combat.
Fuck.
Fucking A.
Kraft will take his little wood gun.
Does he come back down?
Yeah, I hit the ground, and then I do the classic pistol twirl and reholster my little...
Let's say we all, like, group up.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, your new friend, Grondar.
I look up at Grondar, because I'm shortly... I said I'm 3'4", but I think I would be smaller than him.
You think?
Yeah.
You guys are probably about the same height.
No, kobolds are, like, generally really small.
So he's a dwarf.
Yeah, but they're, like, half people.
Yeah.
Oof. Sorry. It sounded that. Bad.
They're like, half people. They're not even people.
Oof, rough.
You don't know what I meant! I'll shake.
What do you mean, you people?
Hand. How you doing, partner?
You're not my partner. I'm Grondar.
It's
I don't know you.
It's a figure of speech.
Interesting. Must be from where you come from.
Indeed.
We're off to a great start.
He's a dwarf. What did you expect?
He comes from the
hills. I love it. No.
The mines.
I like dwarves a little bit more than elves.
He's just like, Well, you guys set a real good example for the very first day of the Vengeance Trials.
I heard day. Oof.
The next it's time gonna... you see me holding somebody, hit them.
I can't.
Hey, listen. You inflicted quite a bit of injury on Gromash Iron Fury, of all people.
Gromash Iron Fury?
I don't care what his name is. I wanted him dead. You, Kraft.
He's hard to kill.
Yeah.
Thank you. The rest of you are useless.
I fell, Zaris.
40 points of necrotic damage.
Technically, he did more damage than maybe him and the lizard guy.
I'm a kobold.
Never heard of him.
I don't know her.
Well, it was a good thing I was here, at least.
the echo is still there?
Elias, get the stain away from me.
Well, it snaps his fingers, recalls the echo.
This will be interesting. And on that note, we'll call it here for the evening, guys. We'll pick up next time.
That was crazy.
We'll pick up next time with you guys, maybe going through the items in the pile. Maybe.
Or just going into the forest.
Going into the forest.
That sucks.
That's entirely up to you guys. But in the meantime, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. This was a super fun time.
This was fucking fun as hell.
This was a fun episode.
Let's see. Plugs.
Yeah, that's stuff.
I have a whole spiel for the other podcast.
I know, you like do a lot here.
You don't have to plug all of our shit.
No, I'm not. I don't
plug our own things.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Please make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. I have been neglecting it. I will get back to it soon, I promise. I have depression.
Same girl, same.
Help me. You can find me personally on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. Thanks for all your support, guys. You guys are great. Danny, plug your shit.
Hi. You can follow me on Instagram at RathChild714. You can follow my other podcast, Hops and Notes, at Hops and Notes Pod.
Yeah. Let's go.
That's all I got, I think. Yeah.
Great.
Untapped, Ratchild 714. Blue Christ. Sky, Ratchild 714.
Stop trying to make Blue Sky happen. It's not gonna happen.
It's happening.
Ruben.
Hello there.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Like she said.
It was a good one.
Hi.
I got like that and everything.
My name is Ruben. You can find me on Instagram, REC Matrix. Come follow me. I do all kinds of weird stuff and post memes and raccoon content if you're into that kind of thing. Besides this podcast, I also have an anime review podcast called Plot Armor Plus, where a clone of myself, or at least I hope he's the clone, is watching some animes. By the time this comes out, episode 3 should be definitely out. If you like soccer anime, go watch my little review on Blue Lock.
I don't even like soccer the sport. No offense.
It's actually pretty entertaining. I gave it a decent rating. But I have my friend Matt. He guests on that show to talk about Blue Lock. So give us a listen.
Cool. Hi. James?
Hi. By the time this episode comes out...
It's like in a month and a half.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, this
you
is
can
be
travel
like
back in time... And catch Ruben as a guest on the NPC Gaming Pod, which is also part of the Horrible People's Network. We talk about game news, we talk a lot of shit on Microsoft, and we predict things, and we have a lot of fun. So go check us out.
Oh, I just realized I've been on every podcast.
You have?
Yeah. Me too!
Yay! High five.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to put you on Plot Armor, and then you'll be on every podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Plot Armor is the only one I'm missing.
NPC.gaming.pod on Instagram. Go give us a follow. Go give us a listen.
Do it. It's phenomenal.
Thank you.
I killed something today.
Yeah, I did. Dude, I think out of everyone, you got the most Nat 20s. You get the Nat 20 award this week.
Woo! Nat 20 award!
Yay! Anyway,
I'm just mad everybody's getting nat 20s now.
It's not going to be good. We're burned them all next week.
I know.
It's
going to
be bad.
We're trying not to die.
This was the bloodbath that was supposed to kick things off. So honestly, I'm glad no one went down, and I'm glad that it was honestly just very stressful. Like, 7 characters, I'm sorry, 8, including Zara's at once.
Yeah, how you feel?
Well, now you only got 7 because one of them is dead.
Yeah, we killed the guy.
Rick killed the guy. I'm laying low for a little bit.
We're not gonna hang the name.
Okay, thank you for listening. Bye.
Holy. I got another nat 20.